Maddie stands in front of a large console, dressed in a military space uniform. Her hair is pulled back tightly. A captain dressed in uniform rushes in and salutes her. She salutes him back.
What's the status?
The crew is waiting for their orders. Do we sign this or retaliate?
We sign their treaty.
Sir, I'm relieved to hear that.
And then we crush them. I want not a man, woman, or child left alive. Is there a problem, Captain?
No, sir.
Then do it. I want the leader's head stuck on pikes.
Yes, sir. I'll give the order right away.
The captain quickly exits the building.
God, I'm surrounded by idiots. Someone needs to show them how to do things.
Maddie stands in front of a full-length mirror and preens herself. She smiles proudly at the result. She walks over to her desk and takes a cigar out of a glass box. She cuts off the end of it and places it in her mouth. She grabs a small torch and lights the cigar. She draws in and takes a big puff, which she blows out again. She crosses over to a window and coughs out the foul smoke. She then stomps out the cigar in a glowing metallic ashtray. She sits down at a crescent-shaped metallic desk with many buttons embedded in it. She takes a drink from a container of water and picks up a framed photograph. It's an animated picture of her with a hostile-looking middle-aged man with a thin mustache. The two of them wear similar uniforms. Maddie sets the photo back down on the desk. She pushes the button on a comm set and speaks into it.
Get me Sellers. I don't care what whore he's with.
She glances back over at the photograph. The photograph is morphed into a picture of the old Maddie with Josh and Hawk. She stares at the photo with a faraway, longing look. She closes her eyes briefly and sighs. She shakes her head quickly from side to side.
Come in. Who are you? I'm busy fighting a war for humanity at the moment.
I'm here to save you from yourself, Matty.
You are crazy, son. My name is General Marshall.
You're Matilda Martin. Your son's name is Joshua Martin. Your foster grandchild's name is Violet Hawk. You live in Carson, Utah.
Matty stares at him quietly for a moment, trying to decide what to do next. There's a battle for sanity raging inside her head.
I'm Margaret Marshall. My husband's name is Miguel. I've served in the military all my life. I'm the second general in charge.
Adam walks over to the desk and points at the photo of Maddie, Josh, and Hawk.
Then why do you have a picture of Maddie's family on your desk?
I don't know how that got there. That's not mine. Get out or I'll have you arrested, you arrogant little...
Unbeknownst to the both of them, an angel stands near Maddie and gently touches her on the top of her head.
All right, I'm going. Just one more thing.
Hurry up.
Are we all mad here?
Maddie's mouth drops open slightly as she stares out the window.
Huh? What?
I said, are we all mad here, Maddie?
After a few more moments, she slowly snaps out of it. She looks down at her uniform. Then she looks over at Adam.
Adam? What's going on?
What's going on is we need to get you home. Ready to go?
Yes, more than ready.
When she stands up, she looks like the old Maddie again. Any trace of General Margaret has vanished.
Follow me and don't get lost this time. Focus on getting out of here and finding the others.
I will. Don't worry. Snakes or no snakes.
What kind of flower is that?
I think that's a forget-me-not.
That's it. That's where we go.
I think the angels go before us. See how it glows?
Never heard of them. What dimension are they from?
Angels, guardians of mankind. They can guide us if we follow the signs.